Not
I
nice.
Could never ever dream of going commando. I'd be scared if I shit myself.
My little... And then all of a sudden my dress just went... And I was like, shit.
She was like, Gage, can you come here and hold my dress? Name my Fanny. And I was like, well, how weird is that going to look like I'm pulling you into fibre by your pussy lips? Please move on, because I feel very embarrassed right now. Oh, yeah. Some guy messaged me and he was like, you coming to Dallas anytime soon? I was like, Dallas, Texas? I was like, don't think so. He was like, cool, I'd have shown you around, maybe giving you a good time. I was like, do I give off these vibes?
Oh, daddy vibes.
Oh,
daddy.
I'll be a slutty daddy. If you die.
Just if I die.
Just take care of me for now.
Yeah.
That's it. Guys, welcome back to the Swing Hub podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And we are talking about everything that we've done and Swing Hub.
Yeah, just basically we're going to talk about our Vista event that we just did in Leeds and, yeah, and the new partnerships that we've made with some people. For
Swing Hub's making big waves even before it's released. Just really nice.
What?
That people see the value in this app, know what's coming, and they're on board, ready to go, yes, let's fucking make a change for the lifestyle.
I feel after we've started putting our first podcast out, you guys have all jumped on and been like full-on supportive, mm-hmm. and we really appreciate the support that we're getting from you guys. And everybody's like, oh my God, can't wait. When is it coming? Definitely need to be jumping on board that. And it's just really nice to see that we're putting all this effort in and you guys are
wanting
to jump on board.
And I get the reason why, because on the site that won't be named, I had a little snoop the other day and I did an advanced search for women and couples, and the amount of people on there that are not verified, that didn't log on for like since like 12 months ago, is absolutely ridiculous. I think it's literally going down the drain of people are getting sick and tired of using that site.
Mm.
And Swing Hub is wanted. It's coming.
We're
it's
ready,
coming.
Ready and waiting for it.
Yeah, it's going to be here soon, way before you know it. So super times.
But also,
ooh,
we need to, were you going to say this? But also we need to announce the lucky winner of our little giveaway bundle.
I was just about to say that.
Ooh.
I was just about to say that.
Same minds. I'm like, what's that face?
I've got a fancy bowl here. That's it. With all the... Did you put this key in this bowl?
No, it was full of absolute rubbish back there. It was hidden.
In the secrets.
And you've just emptied it all over my dressing table to put all the numbers in.
Yeah.
You must have left the key in.
There's a key in the bowl.
It's a key in the bowl.
That's it. Funny story about this bowl.
Oh, is it story time?
Do you want to do a quick announcement or should we do the story first?
Do the story time and then we'll announce the winner. Keep everybody on edge.
There's people in the comments going, fuck, hurry up, fast forward.
We're only here for the winner.
Yeah.
Then we're going to log back off.
So we did a TV show recently, not Sex actually, another one. And they had loads of props on this set. And I saw this ball and I was like, that looks like a sick condom, keys in the ball.
And for all the audio listeners, it is literally a wooden bowl. There's nothing special about it.
It's special to me, first and foremost.
You've just fallen in love with it.
So I was like, I need to take this home. And there was an art director there that was in charge of the props. And I said, look, can I take this back? And he says, well, if it's rented, you can't. But if we've kind of just picked it up off a shelf, then yeah, I can't see no problem with it. But you have to wait until 3 weeks. And I was like, well, I can't wait because someone else might steal it. I want to be the first one to nick it, right? So I kind of snuck it away, didn't I? Like underneath like my suit jacket. And I think there were a little bit of mayhem cause everybody was like, We're missing a ball.
I think it was literally the last day of filming and they were doing all the admin check to make sure they've got everything to send back or like itineraries of what they've got and things. And then they couldn't find this ball and we were like,
it was in my suitcase. So if you're watching this, Mr. Art Director, I'm sorry, I didn't steal it. If you want it back, just let me know. I will return it. I'm just borrowing it.
Just borrowing it.
Just borrowing it, yeah. That's it.
Just to keep the shelf just company.
That's it, yeah. But yeah, funny story.
I don't know how anyone has just an attachment to a ball like you did. It was just like every time we saw it, it was like, Olivia, it's still there.
Olivia, it's still there.
Olivia, nobody's used it yet. It's still there on the table. It's not even in the filming. It was just on the table next to the mics, wasn't it?
But if I come to you and went, excuse me, ma'am, would you like a condom? And it were in this ball, you'd be like, oh, I would take a condom. Thank you very much. I could offer you anything in this ball and you'd take it.
Okay.
You put smaller balls inside of it.
Smaller balls?
Smaller balls.
Why would I put smaller balls inside of it?
Put it on your head.
No, because we're going to go down a different route there. Yeah? No. I ain't putting that on my head.
No.
Nah.
No, you already got some snick. You already got some stick from last week's little funny story. Nobody found it very funny.
No, it was.
You got some stick.
It was
from
half
it,
and half, and I kind of. So just with the last time, sorry, with the guy with half a head, people said that I was laughing that he had half a head, and I wasn't laughing that he had half a head. Granted,
it's just the situation.
It was a situation I was laughing at, and the way that she basically messaged me. telling the story. That's what I found humorous, because the guy apparently has got a great sense of humor as well.
Yeah.
But also when you portray something online, not everybody sees a full context. So I kind of was like, let's remove that video because I don't want to call. We don't mean to cause anyone like any upset or anything like that. That's not what we're about. We're about quality.
No, we wasn't ever laughing about any of the what had happened to him.
No.
We were laughing about just the scenario, the situation. And I would like, I think it's more of putting yourself in that situation. What would you do and how would you feel? And...
Yeah. But, you know, it's weird. I'm not woke in that sense where I'm like very, very liberal to be like, oh my God. You know, I'm very centralized. I see the funny things in every situation, but I get some people, you know, that have disabilities kind of go, well, I wouldn't like it if anybody laughed at me. I was like, do you know what? You're right. I'll remove it. And I apologize if I did offend anyone.
Anyways. Let's...
Cancel head.
Everybody's petitioning to get off of the seat and get a new person sat there. Bailey?
Oh, please don't. This is highlight of my week.
I won't last as long as you guys. I'll cancel up first.
Let's pick the winner anyway. So if you commented on YouTube, you would have seen in the comments, you'd have got a number replied to the comment. And most of you are probably going, what the fuck is this? Well, that number's allocated to you. And would you like to pick the winner?
Yeah, can I pick out the winner? Obviously, if you didn't watch last week's, they are winning a little bundle of Swing Hub merch.
Oh, yeah. So that's T-shirts, hats, bottle openers, flight tags, bags.
Stickers. But you can put wherever you want.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Close my eyes.
Lower.
Really? Gage! Oh, it's fancy card.
Premium. Okay.
Bought it from Card Factory.
Premium. What card is this? Okay. Oh, what? Where did you get this paper from?
I stole it with the ball.
It's like shiny on one side.
I'm gonna have to stop saying the word stealing, because if stuff actually goes missing while I'm in the presence of somebody, like in a room, people are gonna start looking at me. I'm not a thief, honestly.
And then the police come round.
I just wanted the ball. I would ask. Okay, ready?
Okay. And the winner is number 3.
Wow. All right, number 3.
Okay, so number 3. If you have been allocated number 3, you're the winner of the Swing Hub merch. And we will message you to get it sent down to you. Hopefully they live in England.
Yeah, if you live in Australia or anything like that, you're paying for the shipping. I'm sorry. All right.
We can hand deliver it.
Hand deliver what to Australia?
Yeah,
that's a long walk.
I'll hand deliver it to Australia.
Yeah, I bet you would. Yeah, there's some guy on the side going, "Fuck it, I'm in fucking lucky, Jesus Christ."
It'd be funny if it would like be in Australia though. But anyways,
get it hand delivered.
Hand delivered.
Can you wear lingerie when you come and bring it, please?
Yeah, it shows up a new set.
Hey. Yeah, there's me in the new lingerie set. Hi.
Do you want to look after me?
Do you want to take care of me? You from Dallas? Yeah.
Is your guy from Dallas?
Yeah, I don't know. I get a frequent message now and again from a guy in the gay community.
Most wanted.
I've said it a couple of podcasts. I'm a catch. I can't help it. Can't help it. Anyway, what have we actually been doing? What have we been up to?
So we had one of our first event this year, to be fair, because we've decided that we've not been doing any events, so we've been slacking
on these events, haven't we, mate?
Everybody wants the events, but just the headache of organising an event. So we kind of thought, right, okay, everybody on our Discord chat was just saying, like, it'd be really nice to have an event because we haven't done one for ages, and we were just kind of like, yeah, but it's a lot of work.
What they were saying was, get your finger out your ass and organise something, weren't they? That's what they were saying.
But everybody's been on this Discord chat for quite a long time, and we just wanted to get everyone together who could get together and just basically have a little social, have a few drinks, get to know each other a little bit better. And yeah, we organised it in Leeds. We rented the top bit of fibre out, if anybody's been.
Yeah, it was like a really good spot to, because like it was like, it's like it's the gay district, isn't it, in Leeds, where Fibre is. Yeah. Viaducts is like a big drug bar, and you've got like all that area there, mm-hmm. Which was fitting for our event.
Yeah, and there's it was like central as well, so it was upstairs, and we'd hired a drag artist. But to be fair, they didn't really ask us too many questions before we booked the event. We were just saying like it was for a social event. It's just for people to get together, realistically. And they were like, "All right, okay." Never asked too many questions, did they? When we were organising it, like, do you need anything? Do you want any a DJ? Do you want a drag host? Do you want food? Do you want drinks? We were just like, right, okay, let's keep it simple as possible, just to get everybody together, organise this free event. So we're like, let's just have a drag host for the evening, just to get things going and have a bit of a DJ and some music. But apart from that, they didn't ask us anything about what it was about, did they, realistically? No. So when we dropped off the Swing Hub merch, because we were giving everybody who came a bit of Swing Hub merch as well to take home with them.
And including lucky number 3 as well from the YouTube comment.
So when we dropped it off, we obviously like put it out, and I think they must have done a little quick YouTube search or like a little Google search of what Swing Hub was. And then they found out that it was a swinging event, didn't they?
Well, this is a problem that a lot of people have when trying to organise events. And you mentioned the word swinger. A lot of people go, nope. Because I think, and you're going to elaborate on this, I know you are, because you had the conversation with the drag host, that if you hire an event out, swingers are just going to be like, oh, we're in a building, let's get our pants down and let's fuck everywhere. And that is not the case, because what did the drag host actually say to you?
Yeah, so when I was speaking to the drag host, they were like, I have never, ever met such an amazing, open-minded group of people that are just all just free and having a really good time. They were like, I don't know what I expected. And I was like, why? What did you expect? He was like, but normally, like, you think of a swingers event, everybody will be just having sex everywhere over,
told you,
like on chairs and over tables and things and getting naked, and it's like a big orgy. But it's literally just a Friday night in Fibre. And I was like, yeah, and we have so much stick, and trying to find venues to hold these events is really hard, because that's everybody's perception of these events. So
yeah, it was crazy, because we got the Swing Hub merch all lined out, and then after a couple of drinks, all the girls were pulling the panties down. It's a bit of a lie, actually, because some of the girls were pulling the panties down and then putting Swing Hub across the butt cheeks and
they
taking pictures.
Pulling the panties down, they all still had the panties on.
All right, I've exaggerated. Lifted up the skirts and then kind of like just
apart from me.
Yeah, was you wearing any panties that night, Olivia?
No, because my dress was so tight, because I probably needed to size up, I'm not going to lie. It was really tight on my hips, so you could see my neckline.
What is it with you women not wearing panties?
Because you can see it, and it like rides up, and it's really, it's not
nice. I could never ever dream of going commando. I'd be scared if I shit myself.
So my little... No, sorry. It won't be the first.
You motherfucker.
Story time.
It's not story time about me shitting myself. Listen, we've all done that. We've all shit ourselves at some point, all right?
At least you had boxers on.
Yeah, and that's the reason why. That's it.
Anyways.
No. Wait a minute, motherfucker. All I'm saying is that when there's another story that pops into my head and I go, ah.
Yeah, but I can't stop laughing when there is a story in there. You can't, like...
Yeah, because
like,
your face tells a million
words. You're like, I'm going to have to say it because otherwise I can't move on.
Please move on because I feel very embarrassed right now.
It's no laughing matter. You could have IBS or something.
Way to turn the mood.
All right.
So let's talk about... Anyways, so I had like a little wrap dress. Well, it wasn't wrap, but it like came from this angle and it was like a wrapped over. But it was really high cut, and when we were walking from the hotel to Fiber, to be fair, it wasn't that far. It was like really windy, and there was some, I think it was two homeless guys on the street on the side, and I was like, my dress, I was had my handbag in one, trying to hold my hair in the other because it was in my mouth, and then all of a sudden my dress just went, shh, and I was like, shit.
She was like, Gage, can you come here and hold my dress, name my fanny? And I was like, well, how weird is that going to look that I'm pulling you into Fiber by your pussy lips? She's like, I'm not wearing any knickers.
You're going to have to go get my knickers from the hotel. But you didn't. We didn't actually, I don't think anybody complained. I didn't have any on.
I guess they wouldn't complain there. I don't think I'd complain if anybody weren't wearing any panties.
But yeah.
I fucking hate you right now.
I'm getting right evils from you.
Carry on anyway, because I'm trying to think of a good story to come back with.
You put me under the bus a few times on this podcast.
When have I put you under the bus?
Talking about inappropriate things.
I'm talking about our sex life on a sex positive podcast. Have I, Bailey?
You have.
This is a sharing's caring.
Well, I'm in the room full of liars right now because I can't remember anything.
This is a sharing caring kind of podcast.
Sharing caring is not equivalent to Gage, you shit your pants before.
Like you said, everyone's done it.
Have you shit your pants?
No. When I was a child.
He won't admit it anyway. I did it last night. Yeah.
So yeah, Delete Social was a success.
Yeah, and it was so nice to see everyone because it is such a really good community of people. Like, I have never met so many amazing people that are on that Discord chat. So it's literally all single women and couples who are all verified on there. And they've just built up a really good friendship between them all, haven't they, Ian?
Just really nice as well is a lot of people on that group chat was inspired to, well, having the conversation with their partner anyway, but was inspired to kind of go, this is okay, from the TikToks that we do. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to see them go on TikTok or watch the Instagram reels to then come to the group chat to get involved and then actually meet them in person.
And then after the social, we had some very, how do I put it? Very nice pictures with all the Swing Hub merch on that Discord chat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was like...
Very nice.
Right. Okay. So I said to everyone... If I'm not going to say it because I don't want to ruin it yet. I'll do it afterwards. But yeah. But I told everybody to take a picture, like some nice pictures, and just save them for later.
So there were some... a lot of people after the party doing inappropriate things in the...
Yeah, I'll ask for like a nice picture. That's all I ask for. And the next thing you know, I'm getting like, we're getting like DMs and like notifications from this group chat and people getting dicked down in the Swing Hub
beanie. With the Swing Hub bobble hat.
I was like, whoa, keep it coming.
Swing Hub plastered on their ass.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've made a really nice community and this is probably like one of the last times that you can jump on that chat because
yes,
hopefully we'll be disbanding it onto...
Well, the thing with the group chat, I don't think... We're not going to delete it 100%, but it's not going to be the same as what it is right now because the group chat members probably don't know, but they're going to be the first ones onto the app. They're the guinea pigs. Yeah, but we're going to have to kind of restrict that because that Discord does cost us money each month and it's quite expensive to run. So we kind of need to like withdraw that down and then they can go and swing up. But, you know, they're excited to join Swing Up.
Yeah, everybody on there is excited to be the first ones. I think a lot of them know that they're testing it out.
Little guinea pigs.
Little guinea pigs. What is that? You're just still pissed off, aren't you?
I want to kill you. That's a thumbnail. Yeah.
Afterwards, what happened afterwards? Are you going to tell him?
I don't know what happened afterwards. I was having a nice conversation with people talking about the journeys of the lifestyle. What did you get up to?
Well, afterwards we were like, no, we're obviously going to be keeping it. We try and keep it professional all the time when we do events, don't we? We're like, yeah, it's really hard because it's like...
We do try and be professional. Like there's times we've done events and we've gone, right, we can't do anything too extravagant tonight. We've got to be up early in the morning. We've got work to do. We're still on this like content train. We've got apps to build. The problem with me and you, Olivia, we're horny fuckers. Yeah. And when we get an invite, it's like, all right. Okay. But nothing too like crazy. So in the end, we had a 10-person orgy, didn't we?
Yeah. Nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy. That's it. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. It were crazy because we booked this suite and we had a fucking yellow hippo in our room. Right. There's a yellow hippo, which got very well used. And then after the social, it was like 2 o'clock and then everybody started drifting over to our suite. And you have this look on your face sometimes where you're like, I'm down for it, but I'm just not feeling very comfortable. So I was like, should we have a pajama party? So then everybody came in the pajamas. It was like, win for an orgy. And then we got started at, what time did we get started?
It was like literally like 3 a.m. Yeah. By this point, I'm like, you're like, we either need to start start the party or everybody just needs to go, basically.
Yeah. And then I remember just being just the big cop block and it got to like 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, we're up in the matter of hours. And I was like, guys, stop. I felt like a referee with a whistle. Like, fucking stop!
And everybody looked at me and was like, is he being serious? And I'm like,
guys, you have to go.
I think so. Nobody were taking you seriously. You were like, no, come on, guys. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah, I was like, guys, come on, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, we have to go. Good one, Gage. Like, bro, get the fuck out of my room, all right?
But all in all, I think it was really nice to just have the lead social and get to see everybody. And yeah, no more late nights like that because I can't handle them anymore.
No, we need to start like doing like playtimes at like playtimes.
You said I can't say playtimes.
I've just caught myself saying it. We need to start doing meets at like 8:30.
Yeah, let's go.
9:30.
Yeah, let's go for dinner and drinks. Let's go for dinner and drinks. Because you can't, and then dinner and drinks, a bit of...
Because I can't what?
A bit of fun time and then go get into bed and watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Literally chill.
We need to start normalising, like, responsible times to, like...
Responsible timings.
To meet other people. Yeah.
Getting too old. No, the thing with the lead social, 5
we were up at stupid o'clock because we had to go collect the merch from Sick Graphics in Leeds, right? And then we had to... Go somewhere else. I can't remember where. And then we had
Costco.
Went to Costco. That's it. Yeah. Went to Costco. What happened in Costco, Olivia? Tell them what happened in Costco. I had told you this either. I wish I'd have caught it on camera, mate.
It was only just, you'd have just missed it because you were recording me turning up one of the pineapples upside down in Costco. It was like, go on, do it. I was like, but it was a glass bottle. So I was like, really fidgety because it was like, I think it's alcohol, isn't it, in them glass bottles? Yeah, it's alcohol. So I was turning it upside down and you recorded that and then I pushed the trolley. And as I went to push the trolley, this guy walked past us and he went...
Proper let one rip. Bro, At that point, I wasn't even married. I was single and I was riding solo down this aisle, right? I was like laughing. I didn't know where Olivia was. Next thing you know, I heard this like... And with Olivia's going... Like scream, you know, she proper laughs and she can't get her breath. And we were like trying to hold it. The funny part, I went... And he went, oh, that really, like, he didn't mean to do it.
But it was really long, wasn't it? It was like a really long, like, one as well. And he went, oh, afterwards. And yeah. I don't know why we found it so funny, but we just did.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Not as funny as shitting yourself, or is it, Olivia?
I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe
he did. Yeah. Maybe he's actually the convict of that is actually in the video that we took as well.
But if you'd have carried on, it would have been in the video.
Yeah, that'd have been a viral moment. That would have been actually.
Oh, fuck. What a shame.
I know.
What a shame. What a shame.
It is what it is.
Oh, too bothered about the pineapple falling over and smashing.
We love Costco, don't we?
Love a bit of Costco. And I think everybody else knows that we love Costco.
Costco's sick. Costco is sick though, mate. It's fucking hyper sick. Yeah. In other news.
Yeah. We've partnered with some amazing event organisers as well, haven't we? Talking about events and event organisers. And I'm actually a little bit jealous of one of our new event organisers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
We'll go into a little bit. So Swing Hub has now not only partnered with... Chic, we have now partnered with Secret Desires and Erotica. These are well-known party events in the UK. Obviously, they know the worth of what Swing Hub is going to be, and they are the leaders taking charge of being partnered with Swing Hub. So, first of all, thank you.
Thank you for putting your trust in us.
Thank you for putting your trust in us, yeah. And let's
The pressure.
So Secret Desires, upcoming event organisers, and for us it was the case of we need these guys on our side because every time we went on that site that we won't mention, all we kept seeing is who's going to a Secret Desires party. And then you'd see the photos and they've got this little famous photo where all the women are in lingerie and they all like bend over in front of the banner. And that's like the famous Secret Desires photo on. And every time event would come, it's like, who's going, who's going, who's going, who's going? So they're doing something absolutely right. And I made it my mission. I was like, I need to get these guys on board. And we had a phone call with Secret Desires and they were super excited. We talked about what we could do with each other. Yeah, I'm going to do this to you. You're not going to believe it. Yes, we've kind of partnered with that. So Secret Desires is that up-and-coming party now where people are like, I need to go to one of these.
And we can't wait to go because we've actually never been to one and we can't make it to the next one.
We can't make it to the next one, but we'd definitely be
I need to book the days off to make sure we are definitely on the next one.
Yes.
So we can meet everybody there. But obviously we're going to meet them beforehand. But yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. And obviously, we have also partnered with Erotica, which is another big upcoming party event, which I think are going to do really, really well because what they have really done with the scene is they've gone, right, all these parties are in clubs. And yeah, they do parties in clubs, but they take it to the next level.
And do you want to tell them? This is why I'm pretty jealous because they've secured a venue. And it looks absolutely amazing. Like what they showed us, I was like, I'm really jealous. I want that venue.
They have done so well to secure one of a premium venue.
How many times can you say premium?
It's premium.
Premium.
Do you know
premium.
What? Fuck it, I'll say it one more time. Premium. venue. But going back to when we did a mansion party, we did, let's change it up and do...
Black tie,
mm-hmm. Ball gowns, premium. And obviously we can't do that every time, but it looks like Erotica have managed to kind of get on that wavelength and do this now. So then they are going to be the leading people for premium.
Premium.
For premium events. So good on you guys.
I've booked the days off for that one, and we're heading to that the first.
But you just need to book the dates off for the Secret Desires, not this event coming up, the next one.
Yeah.
So we will be at Erotica on the 20th of May. Find them on Instagram. Just follow.
I'll have to find a dress.
You have to find a dress.
Okay, because if everybody's going in like black tie, a guy's black tie is so easy, but then you can wear the same stuff, can't you?
What is it with you women like needing a new dress every event? But I'll just wear my same tux.
Tux. But actually, you can't say that because you have got two tux. Because you got that one for the cruise ship, your burgundy one. It's pretty fly, like a wicker.
You're burgundy.
Bro, I'm in burgundy.
Yeah, he's got a burgundy tux. It looked really nice as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
You shoot yourself again.
Oh my fucking God. You're fucking dead starting this.
It's okay. You've got plenty of people to take care of you if I die, so. Yeah.
These gay guys have been put off, and I was like, oh my God, he shits himself. Can we just clear this up? I do not frequently shit myself. Right, it's happened once or twice. It's happened once or twice in my lifetime. One was because I drank too much orange juice on a night out. I went to go to the toilet in the nightclub, and the toilet was full of piss, shit, sick. The lock didn't work, and I didn't want to be like on the back wall holding the door while taking a shit. Yeah. So, am I going into this story now when I'm shitting myself? Do you know what? I'm gonna to clear my name. I'm sorry to Secret Desires and Erotica for following up a shit story after giving you the nicest promotion ever. But I needed a shit. Next door was a Wetherspoons. I thought, they've got nice toilets. Listen, I was being the driver for that night. I was being responsible.
I was the designated driver.
And I take that position very seriously. So I was drinking orange juice, yeah. Little did I know what orange juice would do to my body. Went to Wetherspoons. I tried to open the door, but it closed. And I was like, fuck, this hurricane is going to come out of me any second now. I was like, if I get in the car, where I'm staying is about 10 miles away. Going to take me about 15, 20 minutes. I'm sure I can hold it. As I'm walking to the car, I farted a little bit, but it seemed like someone basically turned a hose on and it wouldn't stop. And I froze and there was shit just coming out of me constantly and it just wouldn't stop and I was like shaking like
no.
And I looked down and there was shit coming out my trousers into my shoe. And so this was when I was in the army down in Wales, and my base was 10 miles away, all right? And I pretty much put my hand behind my back because it felt a bit warm, and it went all up my back, all down my trousers. So I was like, do you know what? I'm going to take my clothes off and drive back to camp naked, right? I've got all the windows down, gipping, my sheer clothes in the passenger footwell, and I'm fucking driving. And obviously the air is circulating, it's drying up on my body and stuff, and it's just all over the car. I think I've got like fucking camouflage prints across my face full of it. But it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. The only downside, right, with living on a military base is that you've got guards that protect it, yeah? And this didn't set in until I was a mile away, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, no one's seen my seen me shit myself. But these guards are going to basically see some kid in a Honda Civic, naked, covered in shit, and then start asking questions. But as I'm driving up slowly, I turn my headlights off because you can't blind them. And actually, it was my mate that was on guard. So I kind of like went, hey, yo, mate, you all right? It's me. And he opened the gate straight away, and I drove past, and he went, yeah, all right. Gate. I was like, right, I'm going to have to speak to him in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning, right? No, it's about 3:30. I was like, all I have to do is get my clothes, take it upstairs, just get into my room, fucking throw them clothes away, get in the shower, and no one knows anything. I can just, that's it. Like, no one knows nothing. Bro, I'm walking down my corridor to my room. there's a lad from Liverpool coming out cooking a paella, right? 3:30 He turns and I turn the corner and he looks at me, he's like, lad, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I've shit myself. And I turned around and he drops his paella and went, and I was like, oh my God. And then for about 4 weeks after that, mate, that was the topic of the camp, of me shitting my pants. And that's the story.
I gotta say
you didn't have to share.
I liked how you kept very quiet during that, going, you make a fool of yourself, Gage. I don't think
you're gonna have anybody to take care of you if I die anymore.
Right. Anyways, I'm fucking wrapping this podcast up, right, because I feel very embarrassed right now. Guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Swing Up App. Don't forget to follow us, follow us on Twitter at Swing Up App. Don't forget to follow Secret Desires Erotica on Instagram. Just go to Swing Up App on Instagram. We follow them already. And yeah, what an interesting podcast this has been.
you're gonna have people unfollowing you on your Instagram.
You're gonna be like,
Gage,
you are so fucking disgusting.
That is disgusting. You didn't have to go into too much detail about that.
Hey, how many years ago was that?
Gosh, I think it was like 10 years ago.
It was 10 years. Listen, that sell by date is now passed.
Right,
yeah, it's like a credit report. After 6 years, it don't count. That's it.
The thing is now, sharing caring, it's on the internet and it's never going to disappear.
I've got no shame. There's people out there that shit themselves on a regular basis. That's all I'm saying. I did it once.
Twice.
I don't know. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for watching the podcast, and hopefully we get to see you on the next episode.
Yeah, and also we'll be in touch with the winner of the Swing Hub Bundle.
We will, yeah. Good podcast, babes.
You run around town like a fool and you think that it's